I think one of the things that was interesting in that to me was the one is the Buddha's, and it's always, to me, it's always inspiring how the Buddha doesn't, his everything is defined really clearly, so that when, like knowing magic is one thing, and in being a magician is another, and that and because it's so easy to conflate things in the mind, and make assumptions, and things bleed into each other, and the Buddha was extremely skillful in that or clear in his mind, so that these different aspects of the teachings are then applied in their appropriate way, and then also how the Buddha comes back to, especially in terms of, because sometimes with view and doubt about view, view and doctrine, then it's easy to get caught up in the realm of ideas, but then the Buddha brings it back to conduct and then clarifying through the base of conduct, and he's clarifying the implications of view. So I think that's a really helpful, because it's so easy to get tangled up into the mind and thought and how doubt works, but then to come back to the basis of conduct or result of conduct is then illustrating the actual application of view.